Wonderful. Thank you, Clementine. We're now going to introduce urgent business introduced by decision of council with item 13.1, the appointment of independent member to the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Everyone got that paperwork in front of it?
Yes.
Thank you. And the responsible officer is our CEO, so I'll hand over to
Madam President, there's a procedural motion that council actually considers the report.
Yes. Would someone like to move that we consider the report? Thanks, Councillor O'Brien, and seconded Councillor Kittle. Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. We're good to go. Item 13.1, appointment of independent members to the Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee, and I'll hand over to the CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. By law, council is required to have an Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee. By law, council is required to have an independent presiding member on that committee. We had gone through that process and we had two independent members. Unfortunately, the presiding member was unable to continue in that role and gave notice about a week and a half ago. Effective 1st of July, we're required to have a position filled, so as a matter of urgency, we obviously had to go through that process. So we approached the current deputy presiding member and she has accepted that she would act in the role of presiding member until December of this year. And our existing presiding member, Renato, is happy to take the deputy role. So basically swap of positions. The two positions, as I said, certainly the presiding member position is a statutory position, so it was required we had it in place by the 1st of July. And if council approves this, these recommendations, we'll be compliant.
Thank you. And thanks for staff for getting this item to council so promptly. Would somebody like to move the officer recommendations?
Question?
Oh.
If you would like.
My apologies. Are there questions around the room?
Yes, there is. Thank you. And I concur exactly with your remarks about promptness of getting it in. It's excellent, David. But just two questions, and it's in the way this is laid out. We note the resignation of Renata. Good. But then we are appointing Emily as an independent committee member. But she already is.
Nick, would you mind?
Yes, there are two legal backgrounds. One is the Local Government Act, I think 5.10, 11, 12, don't get me quite right now. And the other one is the new introduced Part 7, which actually regulates all to do with the AREC. The Section 5.10 actually says that the council has to appoint the committee member. It is, and then part 7 says about the independent. So we have two legal regulation we have to comply with, and that's the reason how it is.
I thought we had appointed her though.
Well, reading between the lines here, it sounds like it's a regulatory obligation to lift.
Perhaps I'll comment. When we put in place our two independent members, this was before the legislation had actually been released, and what we were reading and what we were endeavouring to comply with was in draft and certainly not particularly clear. Council may recall, we were very, very first movers.
Indeed, yes.
Since the legislation has been released, we recognise that we weren't quite compliant in terms of what the legislature required, and that was we actually had never appointed either persons as a committee member. We'd always appointed them as presiding member and a deputy presiding member, not as a committee member. You actually need to say they're a committee member as well. So there's two steps to it. The committee member bit we missed. That's okay. We're not in breach of anything because guess what? You actually don't need to have this in place until the 1st of July, and so we're still in June. So we're not in breach of anything. We actually learned that something didn't get quite right. In terms of how it was dealt with in practice, we all attended that meeting with independent members. Then we saw the value that they were going to add. But from the 1st of July, obviously, we've now got clarity on that legislation, and this will ensure that we're compliant.
it does just seem, I accept all that, it does just seem strange that we're appointing them to the committee when we are the committee and we existed as a committee, but we had to have these two people in those named positions. But if it's because the Act changed, I get that. Does that call into question any of the legalities of what we achieved in that first meeting?
Through the president, that's a really good question. No, because we were ahead of the requirements. Okay. From the 1st of July, if it had been from the 1st of July, it would have been a problem.
Right.
This side of the line, so a problem.
Okay. Thank you. My second question, I just heard you make a remark about Emily being prepared to take this on until December. What is it about December that is a qualifier in that, please, David?
And through the chair, when I spoke with Emily, she specifically said that she was happy to be in the role till December and after that, no longer. So we've now started the process of recruiting a new chair.
Thank you. Thank you for your question, a good one. And it brings another question to me. Given that point two, we've appointed Emily on as an independent committee member, have we already appointed Renata as an independent committee member?
Madam President, that's another really good question, and this is another element of the legislation that is extremely complicated. The deputy to the presiding member does not have to be a committee member. In fact, is not to be a committee member, and in fact, is just the deputy to presiding member. And the legislation actually precludes them from voting, so they can come to meetings, but they just attend and observe, unless they're required to act as a presiding member, in which case they then take on the role of the presiding member, which includes the role of committee member.
So that then turns us back into an organisation of eight when it comes to voting.
Again, through the president, the legislation allows you to have three positions, but only one is, two are legislated. One is the presiding member, the other one is deputy of the presiding member. The third one is a deputy presiding member. The deputy presiding member is not legislated, but can have it. And that position cannot act as presiding member.
My goodness.
No, but in practical terms, then when we have our next meeting, there are seven of us, two of them, one of whom gets to vote, and we split 4-4, and we're back to Emily being the person that casts a vote, an additional vote?
Correct. Good change, yes, correct.
And here we were thinking that we'd have nine and that would never be a problem.
Through the chair, we can avoid that by, as I said, creating a position of deputy presiding member, but it's not deputy of the presiding member. That will give you the extra person.
Okay. Would
you allow me? Just to flag my concern then, if obviously we're rolling forward, Renata's stepping back, Emily's not going to be here, we're going to be advertising. I can foresee a time where it's going to be difficult to encourage someone to take on the position of the deputy person if all they're doing is sitting and watching. I'm not quite sure why someone is going to say, gee, that's something I'd like to do. It's early days, and I'm flicking it straight back at you, David, but I'd like to think we'd do some work in getting that changed so that they at least have a vote to give them some authority and therefore to give them a reason why they're going to spend some time and play in our new sandpit.
Through the chair, and your concerns are shared.
Okay. Then that's all that needs to be said. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we haven't had a second move, have we?
No.
Would someone like to move officer recommendations 1, 2? Thank you, Councillor Craig. Second of Councillor Callaghan. Would either of you like to speak?
I think it's been discussed.
Thank you.
I feel the need to.
Anyone speak against? No, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0. Harried.
Love the way you assumed I didn't want to speak in favour of it, but that's okay.
I looked at you.
uh,
I wasn't looking at you. I was looking at my co-counselor at that point. No.
Councillor Callaghan, we have already voted, but if you would like, we can go
back. No, I would not ask you to go back over that, and I have nothing of significance, just the disappointment, that's all.
My apologies.
No. Small thing, madam, small thing.
Are you finished with that one? Yes. Number 14, motion of which previous notice has been given? None. The date of our next council meeting is Wednesday, the 22nd of July. I would like to thank councillors, thanks to Edith for being here, and particularly staff, given that we have just, in our June meeting, for the first time in 6 or 7 years that we've been on council now, Councillor Carr, I can't remember how many years it's been, we have passed in June.
Yeah.
And not only have we passed it, we worked through it, we workshopped it, we understand it.
We understand it, yes.
It's been, I won't say it's been an enjoyable process, but it has been a really valuable process. And I think from here on in moving forward, when we are looking at that budget and items that come to council and we have to change the budget, amend, however, we'll all be doing, making those decisions and coming to those decisions with a far greater understanding than we've had historically. So on behalf of council, thank you to all staff involved with the preparation and passing of the budget in June. And I hope the benefits that you have identified that will come from getting that budget out so soon work out the way that you hope that they do. And with that, I will close the meeting at 4:09 p.m.